It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be in the Portmarnock area, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill just below our studio here is well worth a visit. The staff are great, the atmosphere is great, and if it's a nice day, you can sit outside and have a look at North Dublin Bay. You can see Ireland's Eye, you can see Hoth and everything else that this part of Dublin has to offer. The White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? This is a message from a lady called Fiona, and this was sent in to us over the weekend. Have a listen to what Fiona has to say. Guys, it's Fiona here. You know me from being on your podcast so many times, and I need to get this off my chest. You can call me for more information if you like. It's not about immigration. Like any sane person, I'm also against illegal immigration. It's about all the Irish people being duped by McGregor and fangirling him like he's some type of hero. It's an insult to people like me who is a victim of sexual assault, and especially to see women supporting him. And don't come at me with the support the message, not the man. That's bullshit. I'm against illegal immigration, but I don't want him representing me and portraying himself as the voice of Ireland. It is making me physic. And as I said, that's from a lady called Fiona. And what is she talking about? Well, as you will be aware, over the weekend, on Saturday last, a large gathering happened in Dublin city centre with thousands and thousands of people gathering at the Garden of Remembrance and then marching up along O'Connell Street, and they gathered outside the customs house at the along the quays, and there were a lot of people. But before the march even took place, there was a video recorded by one Mr. Conor McGregor about the protest and what was happening that day.
Now, from what I believe, can I just, because I wasn't there, I was busy working. I wouldn't have gone anyway, but I was busy working. And from my belief is he recorded the video at the Garden of Remembrance, but he didn't actually partake in the march.
No, as far as I know, yeah.
Okay,
yep.
Okay.
So let's have a listen to a little bit of the audio of Conor McGregor. And basically what this lady Fiona's issue is, that he is portraying himself as the voice of Ireland, and he does not represent her. She does not want him representing her. She feels physically ill. This is just some of what McGregor said in his video filmed at the Garden of Remembrance.
Hello everyone in Ireland. April 26th, 2024. A big day here for our country. Over 100 years ago, our brave men and women made the ultimate sacrifice so that we could live free today. And we are here today to shine our light on the failure of Ireland's government and our full disapproval of it. Be respectful. Be proud. Be united. Because together, we will be heard. And as one, we will be victorious in our mission. To those leading their march and speaking for the tens of thousands standing behind you, be calm, be clear, speak with dignity. We want to hear your voice. Together we rise. Together we win. God bless us all. God bless Ireland.
God bless us all. God bless Ireland.
Unfortunately, here's my take on this. I'm not buying it. Some people are. They're falling for it. Mm-hmm. They're falling for hook, line and sinker. It's deflection is what it is. Now, you can agree with his message about... And in fact, the woman who contacted us, Fiona, even though she can't stand McGregor, hates his guts, she still agrees that illegal immigration is wrong. And that's not the topic today, okay? We're not talking about that. We've done that all. We're not going to argue about how many people turned up and how many people didn't turn up, because that's just, it's playground antics, arguing over numbers and stuff like that. We all know it was 1,500 people in town, and that's, I'm joking. But here's the thing. He's playing you all for fools, and you're all falling for a hook, line and sinker. McGregor, up until a couple of years ago, I never heard him mention God in my life. He was famously photographed wearing a poppy. Now, any true Irish, and I wonder how many people actually know that. You can Google that, by the way. Yep. You can see photographs of him wearing a poppy. Any true Irish patriot would not even want to be breathing the same air as someone who wears a poppy. McGregor wore a poppy, and people, the patriots, just accept that and move on. And
That's not the big issue here. The fact of the matter is, and this is what Fiona has to say. The fact of the matter is that Conor McGregor was found guilty. Nikita Hans sued McGregor for damages in the High Court over an incident in the Beacon Hotel in Sandyford in December 2018. The jury found that he raped her and awarded her just under €250,000 in damages. Now, that's the fact. That is what Fiona is annoyed about. That is who she does not want speaking on her behalf. And she believes that you're being made fools of as well. That McGregor is hijacking all of this and you are the fools being taken in for it. Lest you forget that he was found guilty by a jury. They found that he raped Nikita Hand in a Dublin hotel in 2018. End of. That's it. It's as simple as that. Now, he may be appealing that. Well, he is appealing it. And time will tell as to what happens with that appeal. But at this moment in time, a jury found that he raped Nikita Hand. Do you want that person speaking on your behalf?
And that's what I don't care. You obviously, if you were in that rally and protest on Saturday, you can't help if who turns up and who doesn't turn up. And it's not your fault that McGregor decided to turn up. However, why is there nobody speaking out about it and saying, you know, I was at that march? Well, are you someone that was at that march and does not agree with and doesn't want Conor McGregor representing you? Because if I was there on Saturday, or if I was one of those people, like I'm sure there was plenty of high-profile far-right members there on Saturday, why have they not issued a statement saying we want to distance ourselves from Conor McGregor? Instead, they see him as some sort of hero of the people.
A patriot, a patriot of the people.
And
he says, he said in his video, together we rise, together we win.
And the whole thing, by the way, the whole thing that he's just found God, this is something that's a common thread in men who've been found liable and guilty of heinous crimes. I mean, you look at, what's his name in the UK? Russell Brand. Russell Brand, a couple of years ago, never mentioned God. And now all his videos, since all these accusations have come out about Russell Brand, all of them is, I have God on my side. And it's the oldest trick in the book, that when you have been found out to be a bold boy, that you say that you've aligned with God and people will magically forget your wrongdoings in the past. That's not the way it works. That's not the way it works. And shame, whatever about men aligning themselves with him, shame on women. Because here's the thing. Sexual assault and sexual violence will affect, or does affect, 65% of Irish women. That's not made up, by the way. And before you say it, it's not all the blacks and the foreigners that are committing acts of sexual violence against women. It's men, Irish men, living on your road, that you work with, all that sort of stuff. So the chances are, if you're a woman that is siding with Conor McGregor, you are kicking someone like Fiona in the teeth. You're literally kicking in the teeth and saying, I don't care that you're a victim of this. Or you're kicking someone like Nikita Hand, who was so brave, who did something that 99% of women could not do, and you couldn't blame them if they couldn't, is to take on someone like that.
Okay, I want to speak to Nathan. Nathan commented on our Facebook page. Nathan, we would like to talk to you because I want to debate this with you. Whether or not we like it, his case was a civil case, not a criminal case. That is correct. The DPP, had there been enough evidence, would have taken a case, but he would have been convicted in a criminal court. Those are the facts. They may be the facts, and you are correct in everything you say. However, this man was found guilty by a jury in a civil case.
Do people not consider civil cases as important as criminal cases? Obviously, it's
the onus of proof isn't as high as it is for a criminal
case. But still, a jury, Nathan, and you were not on that. And this, by the way, this we're not here to talk about that case. We're not here to put Nikita Han back on in a court. That's not our job. The fact of the matter is that a jury in that court, whether it was civil or criminal, it happened to be civil, found that he was liable for that assault. So you can try and muddy the waters as much as you can. And as someone pointed out on her Facebook page earlier on, and I just want to all of you say, oh, it was a civil case, it wasn't as much. Let me just read out a message that came in from Maria. You arrive to your child's school and there's a new teacher. The principal tells you when you arrive at the school with your kid on the first day, the principal goes, here's Mr. O'Brien. He's going to be your child's teacher for this year. Now, he was found guilty of rape in a civil case, but don't worry about it. It was only a civil case. It wasn't a criminal case. He'll be okay to look after your kids. How many of you would like your kids to be taught by a teacher?
Yeah, that's a brilliant message. Yeah, yeah, it makes the point very, very.
And I will put that out to all of you fucking, and sorry for cursing, just brain dead morons who don't understand how the law works. You literally haven't got an iota of intelligence of how the law works. Okay, so would you let, to everybody says, it was only a civil case, it was only a civil case and bullshit like that. Would you be happy with your child going into a class where a teacher had been done for rape in a civil case?
Our number is 085 825 2626. If you would like to get involved in this, you can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note to that number. This is Eddie.
Good afternoon, chaps. It's going to be a lively topic. And you're saying it's not about immigration. It's about people fangirling McGregor and this woman not happy that people are supporting a sex offender. But here's the thing. You can't mention one without the other. Let's be honest. McGregor, he's a fucking scrope. But even a stop clock is right twice a day. I wish somebody else was highlighting this, but they'd all be afraid to open them out in case they get called far right and they'd be cancelled. You know? No one likes a sex offender. No one likes McGregor. But people will get behind him. Because he's saying what they're feeling. And the government don't seem to give a fuck. You know? Everyone's entitled to opinion. Am I against migrants coming into the country? No. But I'm against unvetted illegal ones coming here who think it's all right to have fucking 10 wives or marry a 9-year-old or treat women as second-class citizens or stone people to death. You know, I mean, even last week the government announced they fell short of a housing target by 1,400 houses, average of 4 people a gaff, 5,600. Yet they can commandeer old factories and put hundreds of unvetted illegal immigrants in. Yet an Irishman is sent to fucking prison for putting a log cabin on his land. You know, it's just a joke. Not to mention the Ukrainians are working and getting fucking a rent paid through that AOP and their cars fixed. I'm sorry, but that lady there that is unhappy that people are supporting McGregor, she needs to understand why. No one likes him. They're just getting behind him because he's the only one that's fucking brave enough to call out the government for what's happening in this country.
Now, just to go back to Eddie's message that we played a moment ago, Eddie, McGregor isn't the only person who's highlighting this. There's literally thousands of them.
Well, no, with a profile, I could mention about 30 people right now that have been saying the exact same thing over the last couple of years. Now, obviously, they don't have as big a profile as McGregor does.
1.8 million people, by the way, saw the video that he recorded outside the Garden of Remembrance.
Before you to suggest that nobody else, sorry, all the opposition parties, and I mean the far-right opposition parties, has spent the last 5 years going on about that. So maybe you have your head under a pillow or something. There's plenty of people who have... You look at Councillor Gavin Pepper, regularly talks about immigration. You look at the dog kicker, always going on about it. You look at your man Derek Bly as well. And you look at the Irish Freedom Party, you look at all those parties. So to suggest that McGregor is the only person
one speaking out is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. He's the only one with a following like he has. But this is exactly the point that Fiona is making. That why are people fangirling around a guy who, and need I repeat it, was found guilty by a jury of raping Nikita Hand in a hotel in Dublin in 2018? Do I have to say that again and again and again?
Unfortunately, you do, to bang the head off some people. You really do.
Anya, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anya?
Hi, you guys. How's things?
Good, thanks, Anya. What did you want to say on this?
First of all, I want to say to Fiona, I hope she's doing okay after that terrible ordeal that she went through, and the same with Nikita Hant. And I agree with Fiona. Why are people fangirling while he was... I don't even want to mention his name. Why are people fangirling while he was after doing to Nikita Hant? Like, I seen the protest all over social media at the weekend, and there was a poster. There was someone walking around with a big poster with him and
Donald Trump. Yeah, I saw it.
And the people that are fangirling him are just as bad as he is, because what they're giving out is that it wasn't a criminal matter, so it wasn't. And again, for people fangirling, seriously, he's a rapist. People need to realise he sexually assaulted an innocent woman. And for people to think that is okay, they're not right in the head. As for Fiona, and by what she's saying, is that they need to wake up and realise what he did was totally wrong. I totally agree with her.
So, as I said, 1.8 million people saw that video that McGregor did on Saturday. Now, a lot of them were probably in the States. It's certainly not 1.8 million people in Ireland. A lot of them would have been in the States and places like that. Yeah. But what Fiona's really annoyed about is people forgetting the civil case and thinking that this is perfectly okay that Conor McGregor represents the views of people that would have been at that march the other day. In other words, he's jumping on the bandwagon and people are lapping it up.
Yeah. No, they are. They are. Absolutely, they are. They are forgetting what he did to Nicky Hant by fangirling them. And that 1.8 million views that he got when he was in the Garden of Remembrance there on Saturday, they're the people that are fangirling
them. I know, and I can understand if you are a victim of sexual assault, how that must make you feel. Some of the comments that we had on our Facebook page, we actually had to take them down. They were so horrific. And they were coming from women. He's saying what I want to say and blah, blah. I won't even say some of the comments that they were making, but it was absolutely disgusting. And for a woman who is a victim of that, that just kicks you in the teeth and says, people don't actually care about what happened to me. That's what it says. No. People do not care what happened to me, because he said, and he knows he's playing to his audience. Like, he's playing to his audience that all of a sudden this poppy wearing fool of a man is now Ireland's number one patriot. And people are just falling for it because it's music to their ears. He's literally saying exactly what they want to hear, that foreigners don't belong in the country, they're bad and all that.
In fact, somebody commented on our Facebook page, and this is the point that we were making earlier on. He has zero respect for women, and yet I see women supporting him. It's absolutely baffling.
It really is. I just can't get to grips with it.
And the fact that he says that he speaks for the Irish nation, he doesn't speak for me. He certainly does not speak for me. No way. And as an Irish citizen, he certainly does not speak for me, and I speak on behalf of all my family when I say that.
And again, I say as well, whether you're male or female, it's a definite that someone close to you will be or has been a victim of sexual assault. 65% of women. So the chances are that a family member, a good friend of yours, someone very close to you has been a victim of sexual assault, and you owe it to them. You owe it to them to condemn anybody that is that has been found liable in a court, regardless of what type of court it is. You need to distance yourself from that out of respect for them.
Joey, yeah, totally.
Stay there for a second on you. Joey, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Joey?
Afternoon, Adrian.
Well, Joey, what did you want to say on this?
The case is very sceptical, yeah. Like, if they're upset about what he done, why are they not upset at the Crown prosecution or the Irish prosecution? Because it was definitely decided not to take the case to court because you had to go get a civil case. So there's one.
Okay, and I'm aware that it was a civil case. I'm aware that the DPP didn't take a case against McGregor in this instance.
So if you call him a rapist, you're in the wrong because he hasn't been convicted of rape.
The jury found in the civil case that he raped her and awarded her nearly $250,000 in damages. Are you going to question what a jury found him guilty of, whether it be a civil case or not?
Yeah, I would, yeah.
All right.
You don't believe
he was guilty of this crime?
I don't believe all the circumstances that were in that case actually happened, no. Okay, I don't believe all the circumstances.
So you don't think civil cases hold any water? Okay, so let me ask you a question.
I do, but it depends on the civil case. So if the civil case against me and you, that's a civil case. Like, so you've gone over my boundary, making a fence or something like that. That's a civil case, so we go to civil court, and then whoever gets wins.
Okay, were you on the jury for this case?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, were you in court every day?
No, but it was you.
You what?
No, I wasn't, but no. It was you.
No, no, did you have access to all the court documents from both parties?
No, but again, did okay. you?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I'm just asking you.
So
the bottom line is, Joey, you believe he's as innocent and as pure as the driven snow.
I don't believe he's innocent. I don't believe he's totally innocent yet, but I don't believe he is what he say is either.
Okay.
I don't believe...
All right, then let's look at this in a different way then. Fiona says, and you just heard our last caller saying, he, as a person, does not represent me. He is not the voice of Ireland, and he shouldn't be hijacking this. Does he represent you, Joey?
I wouldn't say he represents me, but he has the same mentality, views of what I have with immigration.
Okay, are you happy that Conor McGregor is using his voice and his platform to represent views that you share?
Yeah.
Oh, you're happy about that?
Well, let's look at the government as well over the past few years with COVID and vaccines and stuff like that. Let's look at the children going missing under the single guns care in Tushla. So it's okay for that to happen as well, is it?
But always,
that's not what this conversation is about
today. This is what about? Are you saying
But he has the same views. He has the same views as. So Roger Gorman says, let more immigrants in. So you want more immigrants, or Jamie does anyway. Jamie wants more immigrants in. So does he agree with Roger Gorman?
Roderick, who's no longer in government, that fella.
Oh, sorry. Apologies. Yeah.
Okay, Joe, let me ask you a question. One of the things that the rally was about at the weekend, and fair play to the turnout, absolutely great to see so many people turning out for
amazing.
It was great. One of the things that came up, and I saw a lot of placards about it, was about keeping women in Ireland safe from attack and stuff like that. Because I'm not being sarcastic here. And I think you have a daughter. Do you? Did you mention you have a daughter?
No, I have two sons.
Okay, you have two sons. You have a partner as well. So it's very important that we keep our women safe. So can you not see the paradox here when we have a
man? No, because...
Oh, you can't. Okay.
The Conor McGregor go out KFC, rape this person, did he kidnap her? Did he bundle her in the back of a car? Did she willingly go to a hotel room with him?
Sorry, Joey. Firstly, I'm not going to try this case again with you or with anyone like you.
No.
The fact of the matter is that a court and a jury found that he raped a woman.
Okay, end of.
Hang on. The law allows McGregor to appeal, which is what he's doing at the moment. And when his appeal is heard, we'll see what happens then, and then we can debate it again. But at this moment, he was found guilty by a jury of in a civil court case of raping a woman in a hotel in 2018.
With the greatest respect, Joey, and I mean this with the greatest respect, if the person who had done that crime was from Pakistan, you would be on here screaming, deport, 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 guilty. And if I had said to you, well, it's just a civil case, it doesn't matter. Get him out of the country. Keep our women safe. Keeping women safe. So it fits your narrative, Joey, to say, oh, it was only a civil case and start to trying to dissect what happened.
But would it have been just a civil case? It would be a criminal case?
Well, no, it depends on how much. We don't know how the legal...
Lads,
I'm not debating. No. I'm not trying this case again.
No,
okay?
Exactly.
The fact of the matter is, Joey, at this moment, McGregor was found guilty of raping Nikita Hand in a Dublin hotel in 2018. Let's see what happens with the appeal. And if the appeal succeeds, we'll have a different conversation.
My last thing would be, I'd be more cautious about illegal immigrants coming in than I would be around Conor McGregor. I'll be more cautious around immigrants.
That says it all. Stay there for a second, Joey.
The mask slipped.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. This is Jess.
I don't even think Conor McGregor believes what he says. Like, we all know what he's like. He knows how to sway people. He knows how to do this when he's doing all his press conferences as a fighter. So, I think he's just doing his put all out of people's eyes, just try and get some sort of attention. Whether I agree or disagree is irrelevant. He's a piece of shit who wouldn't know what morals are if they hit him in the face. And anyone who agrees with him is just as bad. He's not representing you. He's just doing it to make himself look good by any means, because he's trying to play to the gallery. Pardon the phrase.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
Hi, guys. Is Joey still there?
He is. And his quote that we got a moment ago from him was, I would be more wary of an illegal immigrant than I would of Conor McGregor. What did you want to say to Joey?
To ask him a question there, and I know you don't want to bring it up, but does he realise that in that case, the one thing that swung the jury was James Lawrence's statement that they didn't believe that he was with her, that there was no proof that he had sex with her, and that he was the fall guy? So basically he was going to go up and say that he had sex with her to get Conor McGregor off. And now suddenly they've come up with two other witnesses who, how many years later, are after saying, oh, hold on a second now, we were a witness.
And again, Angela, so, I don't want to try the case. We'll wait and see what happens with that appeal. Yes, okay, and that's fair enough.
That's all I wanted to say to him.
Let's deal with what he just said, and that is that he'd be less wary of an immigrant than he would of Conor McGregor.
I'd be less wary of Conor McGregor than an immigrant.
You'd be less wary of a man who punches people inside in bars, who beats up women, who goes off his face on coke every second that he can get it. And hold on a second. And suddenly when he when all of this came out about Nikita Hand and he got found guilty in a civil court, suddenly he's the god of Ireland. Why hadn't he mentioned it before? Why did he wait until now? Do you know why? Because he's got a great PR team who are getting a lot of money. A lot of money to get his face out there. That's what they're doing. He's got good teachers.
So with this, so if we're going back onto the case itself, yeah. If something happened to somebody, yeah, would you wait weeks to go report it? Or would you, or hours, or would you report it there and then?
She reported it within 24 hours.
She stayed there after.
Joey,
the fact of the matter is, you can twist this whatever way you want. You can believe whatever you believe, but the facts are this guy was found guilty by a jury in a civil case of raping this girl. No matter what way you want to look at it, the jury.
Whichever way you want to look at it. Okay, whichever way you look at it. Like, well, look at the politicians and what they've done as well.
He's a nice guy. You think he's a nice guy?
No, not particularly.
You trust him for going out, getting off his face on coke, bringing women back, whether he raped them or had sex with them, if that's what you want to say, behind his girlfriend's back, who was pregnant at home. Lovely guy, isn't he?
Well, she's still with him, isn't she? So she's more lovely as well, isn't she?
Hold on a second.
Joey, the question that I want to ask you is, you are somebody who McGregor represents the views of, okay? That's fine.
I share the same views.
Are you happy with Conor McGregor in the last few months essentially hijacking this whole campaign against immigration in Ireland and making it all about him? Are you happy with that?
How has he made it about him?
You don't see that. You don't think that at all, no?
I don't. Has he gained anything? Has he got thousands now? From sponsorship and that?
No, I'm sure he hasn't. I'm sure he's losing money.
So what has he gained then?
Well, what do you think he's gaining? What do you think he's in this for? What's he in this for?
He's got more support from the Irish than what the fucking politicians have.
What do you think he's in this for?
For the Irish. To get the presidency, to get Mickey D's job.
But sure, he's never going to get that.
But sorry, and this is another point I have to make, Joey, to people who, and we've seen a lot of comments on their Facebook page, I'd vote for him tomorrow. do you know if he did become president that he would literally have no powers? People think that if McGregor
he'd
was
be like Donald Trump.
He must have powers because the fucking Higgins signs off legislation, does he?
Okay, but yes, they do. But
does he sign off legislation or not?
Yes, he does.
But yeah, so there you go. Then he's got power.
Legislation that is given to him by the government that's in power.
Do you think he can refuse as well?
Joey, if you know anything about how the law works, he can refuse. The only thing he can turn a law down for if it's unconstitutional, and he can check the constitutionality
of the law.
Nothing was unconstitutional, or the law would have been sent to the Supreme Court to be checked.
Honestly, you
have this impression that the President of Ireland is literally writing, it's going to be like Donald Trump passing executive orders every 10 seconds.
No, you can't do that. You're not allowed to do that. I know that. I'm not that stupid.
Okay, what do you think this wonderful President of ours could do?
Well, he won't fucking let so many immigrants in, would he?
He's going to be able to stop that, is he?
But Michael D. Higgins didn't... Joey didn't let any immigrants in. Again, he doesn't have the power to...
But he signed a legislation. He signed legislation for the EU Pact.
He can only refuse to sign legislation if he feels that it might be unconstitutional. And that is very, very, very rare.
Okay.
Joey, there's no talking to you. Honest to God, it's very frustrating. Graz, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
I'm good, Neil.
Good, thank you. What do you want to say?
All I'm saying is, McGregor isn't fucking... we don't take McGregor. You know, we're not focusing on McGregor. The whole problem is the government.
The whole problem is the government?
Yeah.
Okay,
McGregor doesn't speak for us.
He seems to think he does. He seems to think he does. If you looked at the video the other day, you'd swear he was the president already.
I know that. I can see that. But what I'm saying is, McGregor doesn't speak for us. He can say that all he wants. Yeah, he was convicted of rape. But the government is the problem. The government leaving all these anti... Like, his opinions and his views is what we're...
Okay, well then, let me ask you another... let me rephrase this in a different way. Are you happy that your views are aligned with Conor McGregor? Aligned with somebody who is essentially, and I don't care what you say, is trying to hijack the campaign that all you people have been involved in for the last few years. He never, ever spoke about immigration in this country before the last 12 months. When his buddy got elected to the White House, he realised, oh, that's the sort of thing I'm going to speak about. I'll get elected president. He never spoke about any of this stuff before.
Oh, yeah. All right, but no, it wasn't as much of a problem before, but now it is. When you have hordes of all these foreign men coming in, where he's just trying to get the point across now.
And you're happy that somebody like him is the one that's doing it. Somebody like him is recording videos outside the Garden of Remembrance, portraying himself as some sort of an Irish patriot.
I don't mind. I don't care at all. Once the point gets across, I couldn't care less.
Okay, so... when you hear somebody like the lady Fiona, who contacted us in the first place, saying the following, it's an insult to people like me who's a victim of sexual assault, the way people are fangirling him like he's some sort of hero. What do you say to that lady?
I'm not going to say get over yourself at all. What I'm saying is, nobody is fangirling Conor McGregor. What we're going about is...
Sorry, Graz, if you read some of the comments under his video, they bloody are. And some of the people, they're not all Americans, some of them are Irish. I'll vote for you for the presidency. I think you're wonderful, Conor. Thank you for spreading the word, all this sort of shite. He is trying to represent the people of Ireland. Are you happy that he's doing that?
No, I would never vote for Conor McGregor to win, become president. But what I'm standing with is
Graz. If McGregor was the chances of him actually getting a nomination to run for the presidency is fairly small. But if he did, if four county councils or 20 members of the Oireachtas decide to give him a shot. And here's a man that's speaking your truth, speaking everything that you want to be said, and you wouldn't vote for him. Why?
I believe in what he's saying. I don't believe in the man. The man was convicted of rape. But what I was saying in my comments earlier is the government that have left all these people in, Conor McGregor should be held accountable for what he's done. But the government, the Taoiseach and all them, who's after leaving all these foreign men in, they should be held accountable for all the acts that these foreign men are asked to commit.
No, okay, now I'm going to argue this point with you. We had a general election only a couple of months ago. That was the opportunity of the people of Ireland to vote all of the TDs out of power. They didn't. They voted them back in again. Now, that's how democracy works. People had an opportunity a few months ago to get rid of them, and they didn't.
Them elections are rigged.
Oh, the elections are rigged. All right, Jesus. This is literally out of the Donald Trump playbook. Honest to God. How are the elections rigged, Graz? Please
you
tell me.
Vote. The whole country could vote for who they want to vote, but it's all who the government want back in. The government control it all.
Well, now, who did you vote for then in the last election, Graz?
Sinn Féin.
You voted for Sinn Féin.
Okay, and Sinn Féin, TD's returns, not in quite as big a number, but nearly. So what's the problem then?
Fianna Fáil and Fianna Gael have ruined this country, but yet they go back in. You can see all over social
media. That's the way democracy works.
But as well, Graz,
they had enough numbers to form a government. Didn't.
But as well, Graz, you're talking about stricter border policies and stuff like that, which is fair enough. Sinn Féin are the most left-leaning party you could actually vote for. So the party you voted for doesn't align with your views. Sinn Féin would not agree with your stance on immigration. So you voted for the wrong party.
It's politics. Like one government, one party is going to say one thing, and when they get elected, then they're going to come back in with a different thing.
But you believe because the party that you voted for didn't get voted in that it's all rigged?
Yeah,
I mean that's
not it's not just me. Everybody who voted.
But that's like me. That's like me, Graz. When I did the Leaving Cert, I got a D in history, and I was one of the best in history class. That's like me banging down the door of the Department of Education saying, "I know I didn't get a D." You can't just throw your toys out of the pram because it didn't go the way you personally wanted it to go. You know what I mean?
The fact of the matter is, Graz, and I'll repeat this again, people had an opportunity in their millions to not vote for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael if that's what they wanted to do. They had that opportunity, they still voted for them. They also voted for Sinn Féin, but Sinn Féin didn't have enough numbers to form a government. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael did. That's it. That's democracy, and that's the way it works. I don't know how you can say it's rigged. It's a ridiculous statement. It's absolutely pathetic, actually, to hear a grown man saying our election was rigged.
You ask most of the country and the country will tell you the
no,
exact
no,
same thing.
Most of the country
no, I don't
wouldn't.
Think so.
Perhaps the 40% of the country that didn't bother their whole voting at all, maybe they feel that way. But the 60% who did vote, the vast majority of those people understand how elections work in this country. You clearly don't, if you think it was rigged.
Well, we're not all as educated as 2E.
Obviously not.
That's the case.
Obviously not. Our number is 085-825-2626.
Sorry, what? I've just been shown this message. Jamie wants us to do a vote on whether the election was rigged or not. I'm not
going to. No, we're not.
Jamie, I'm not going to waste my time. And again,
like literally, that's out of the Trump playbook. It really is.
A, it's out of the Trump playbook. And B, it's so childish. It's like, oh, the election didn't go the way I personally wanted it to go. So it has to be rigged. Thinking that everything that doesn't go your way, there has to be something underhanded about it. Oh, my God.
Martin.
Afternoon, lads. Great topic. Sorry I can't come on today. But, yeah, I agree with that lady that wrote in. I don't like him, never have done, never will do. Even when everyone loved him, I didn't like him. What he's doing here is that he's putting a bit of positive PR for himself out there. But why people like him again, or fall in love with him again, should I say, is because it's quite refreshing to see that somebody with such influence, and he does have a lot of influence if you like him or not, is saying what a lot of people think, what the majority of people think. All these celebrities out there, they're probably too scared to say it because they'll get cancelled. They'll just toe the government's line. But he doesn't give a fuck. So that's why people are so enthralled of him at the minute, because he's just saying what people think. And, you know, it is, you're right, he is deflecting from what he's done, what he's been convicted of. But that's why people are loving him, lads, because he's saying what people like.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, you were reacting to Martin's message.
No. I still haven't got over Graz. I'm literally banging my head off. Can I just say one thing? And I mean this because it's a very serious conversation. I'm being deadly serious about this. The Premier League in England is rigged.
It's rigged.
I can't stand Liverpool. You know I'm an Everton supporter.
Yeah, yeah,
there's no way. There's backhanders going on there somewhere.
Oh, there's no way they're winning that, the league.
So the, well, they did win it.
No, I know.
They won it. So that league did not go the way I wanted it to go.
Okay? So therefore it was rigged.
Had to have been. Who's
here, there's another message. I'm not saying it was, but he's definitely not the only person that would think that it was.
So that's Jamie who wants us to do polls and polls.
Jamie.
I want to do polls on the fact that Liverpool won the league. I don't believe they did. It was rigged.
Vanessa,
that match yesterday was all AI. That match didn't happen. It didn't happen.
Vanessa, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Vanessa?
Hi, Alan.
Vanessa, you've been listening to a number of our callers, including Graz, who's still on the line here. What did you want to say here?
I think what Martin was out the last voicemail you played, what he said, he hit the nail on the head. As long as he says what people like, they're going to go all in for him. And it shows the hypocrisy of conviction in that movement, that they don't have power of conviction. They don't have, I'm angry. I'm angry at the comments that I saw just before you went live, of people saying random things from blaming the victim. And then in the same breath, lads, they're talking about how outrageous it is for migrants to commit sexual violence while hailing a sexually violent man. Where is the fucking standard?
I have to say...
No, I don't agree with them.
This double standard really does freak me out as well. As you said, and you're dead right, people are highlighting that some immigrants are committing sexual crimes against people in this country. And there obviously have been some examples of that, but people are jumping on that bandwagon. And then we have a fellow who we know was found guilty of a sexual crime by a civil court, and people are, as Fiona said, fangirling him.
Yeah, and I'm a survivor of sexual assault. I'm a survivor of rape, okay? And it really, really boils my blood. Now, I don't agree with the anti-migrant bullshit, okay? You know this, I've been on the programme. But at least have some power in your conviction that if you say you are with us against sexual assault, stand fucking with us. It is that simple.
Okay, Graz, I want to go back to you on that. If you you were obviously concerned, as a lot of people that would support the likes of the March of the Weekend, you're concerned about immigrants committing crimes in this country, I assume, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. You'd be concerned about immigrants perhaps committing sexual crimes of some sort?
Yeah.
Okay. Yet, you don't see the hypocrisy of the fangirling of somebody like Conor McGregor?
I'm not saying I agree with McGregor. I'm not saying McGregor's old. McGregor's a great person. It's everyone rally around Conor McGregor. What I'm saying is the point he's getting across is the point that everyone is thinking. Okay, he's done what he's done. Like, he's scum is what he is. But what he's saying is what everyone is thinking. So I'm not rallying behind Conor McGregor.
Well, hang, you can't say it's what everybody's thinking. You don't know. There's 5 million people. There's 5 million people in Ireland, Graz. You hardly know what every single... Do you know what I'm thinking at the moment?
Yeah.
Well, why Liverpool won the league.
Part of the issue that you have with migrants is that they might commit sexual crimes. This man committed a sexual crime. And the problem is that you're not standing with him, you're not supporting him, but you're not condemning him either. Instead, what's happened here on this show, what has happened in the comments, is people blaming the woman who was raped and what about this and what about that. It doesn't bloody matter. 12 people on an Irish jury found that man guilty of a sexual crime, and you are standing there saying, but he's still right about migrants. Why? How is he right about migrants when he has committed the very crime that you are against migrants for?
Right, like I've just said, I'm not siding with Conor McGregor. As I said just there, like, he could hang for all I care, and he should for what he's done. But he's speaking, like, what he's speaking is what most people are thinking. Like, all the people that were at the rally...
Answer the question. Why are you against migrants? If not because they might commit crime.
I'm not against migrants. Like, if you want to come in, you want to contribute to society, perfect. Do it. I'm all for it. But when you have undocumented men coming in, basically, and acting out in their drug, like crying and all those, like, you see all the assaults, all the, like, you hear the reports. That's what I'm against. Undocumented males coming in, scrounging off the state and acting the way they do.
Acting what way? In a violent way? Like Conor McGregor?
Well, right, you keep on going back to Conor McGregor. Like I just said, Conor McGregor could hang, and he should for what he's done.
But it's okay for him to speak out on the migrant issue when part of the migrant issue is that they might commit crime while he's committing crime.
Yeah, and like I said, Conor McGregor can hang for all I care, and he should for the act that he done. And like anyone in the comments who's saying, oh, like blaming the woman, they should go and hang too. It's not the woman's fault. It was Conor McGregor's fault. But my problem is, you have all the my whole issue is the undocumented, unvetted people who come in, cause mayhem, do all these attacks. Like, there's a video of up country and you see the 14-year-old boy on the floor getting danced on by a load of immigrants. Like, that's my problem. That's why the country is failing. Those type of people.
I've said on this show umpteen times, anyone that commits any crime should be held to the Irish legal system, regardless of where you're from or who you are. The issue is that march yesterday was specifically talking about the specific crimes that they feel that undocumented migrants, like you were saying, would commit. And one of the major crimes that they are against these migrants committing is sexual assault against women and murder of women. And yet, not one of the leaders of that movement that were on the street have come out and condemned McGregor for doing the exact crime that is one of the main focuses of their campaign against migrants.
The reason, I'll say it straight up. The reason that none of the main heads of the protest came out and stood up and spoke out against McGregor is because McGregor's a big high-profile figure. And McGregor's saying these things, he's saying what people are thinking, but they're going to go, we won't speak out against him because he gets
But within that message, you have to have consistency in your values, in your outrage. If you are outraged by migrants committing sexual crimes, you can't then just let a high-profile man hijack your movement after committing the very crimes that you are claiming that migrants are committing.
And let me ask you, Vanessa, for somebody listening to us right now who thinks it's absolutely fantastic that Conor McGregor has jumped on board this campaign against immigration into Ireland, what do you say to those people? Is it exactly what you just said there a second ago? How can you possibly be happy about somebody like him fronting this campaign?
That's one of the reasons. The other thing is, I would ask, is anyone a part of that movement? What are they actually doing for victims and survivors of sexual assault? If you are so against assault, if you are so against sexual assault in particular, what are you actually doing to help us? What are you doing to stand with us? Are you standing with us to get rid of suspended sentences? Are you standing with us to get longer sentences for convicted rapists? Are you doing anything for us but standing on a precipice saying migrants could do it?
Okay, I've been asked to play a message for you, Vanessa, from Darren. Just have a listen to this.
Is Vanessa serious? She's asking, why are you against migrants? Oh my God, I'm actually sick of this, to be honest with you.
Now, do you want to respond to that?
I mean, you can be sick of it, but if you're standing up saying no migrants, or no undocumented migrants, you have to, and this is part of the problem, and it comes back to what you were asking in the prelude, Jeremy. Why don't people actually come onto the show and argue their point? They don't have any. They don't understand. Other than surface level, they don't understand what they're arguing.
Now, that's a very good point. We have messaged countless people with really radical opinions on our Facebook page, and all of them, I'm too busy, I'm not available, can't comment.
They can comment too.
Well, they're well able to comment on Facebook.
But too busy banging the keyboard.
Yeah, when you put it up to them to actually come on the show, they say no.
And can I just say to that fella Graz, fair play to him for staying on for so long.
Absolutely. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. We hope you enjoyed it, and we will catch you on the next one.